I turn round and walk back towards the road. When I say walk, it's more of a hobble. My shoes are killing me, and they're splashing water up the back of my feet and calves. But then it isn't really gold mule weather. It's cold and wet, and I couldn't feel any more miserable than I already do. I head back up the hill, across the road just below the Garda station, and stand outside the pub. I pull a piece of paper from my pocket and look at my shaky handwriting. I must be mad even thinking about this. I'd jotted down the details of a job advertised in the paper I'd been looking through as I tried to distract myself from the wreckage of my life while the Garda filled in his report. I have no idea what made me copy it down. Maybe it's just my survival instinct kicking in. Sink or swim. I take a deep breath that hurts my chest and makes me cough. I look at the paper again. I have no other choice. I put my head down and step into a tiled doorway, touching the cold brass panel on the door, and with all the determination I can muster, I push it open. The door crashes against the wall as I fall in, making me and everyone else jump. As I land, I realise it's not the throng I was expecting, but a handful of people. All eyes.